Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome back to Fun Friday with Princess Chloe.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be here.
Well, we are obviously always glad to have you here. So today we're going to be going over the School Musical Part 3 from the show The Prince on HBO Max. And I'm assuming this is the final installment of the School Musical section, because then we have, unfortunately, everybody, but don't fret, but unfortunately we have one more Fun Friday with Princess Chloe for now. I know, it's so sad, because I really enjoyed being here. I know you did. But anyway, I'm glad to be here. I had an interesting conversation. I had another one with Harry that we will get into. Oh, but actually Meghan was on the call this time, more than Harry. So I actually got to talk to Meghan a little bit more than I normally do, which is really interesting, because she and I have not had more than, I'd say, probably a few hundred words to each other in the whole time we've seen each other in London. So, but obviously they're in LA, so we haven't really chatted a lot until FaceTime just yesterday we talked. Oh, yesterday. Oh, have they been listening? I know I asked you that. I asked you that the last time you talked with Harry, but Has he been hearing about stuff? No. I talked to them about it on FaceTime, but we'll get into that when we start getting into the part where Meghan and Harry come back to Buckingham Palace. So, so we'll get into that. Good. I can't wait to hear that. But anyway, shall we get into the School Musical Part 3? And see what happens between the drama of Prince George and the rest of the cast. Oh my gosh, let's. All right. Gear up, everybody. And as usual, I skip the intro. And yeah, you know the rest.
So I was thinking we could go antiquing this weekend, Greg. Wouldn't that be fun?
I want to see other people.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Oh my God. Oh, there they are.
Good morning, sir. Hey, you're new, right? I was born here, sir. My mother was a chambermaid. I lived in your room for 2 years when we were children so you could have a constant playmate. I began serving the family on my 9th birthday.
So not new. Got it. Do you mind paying the cab?
Of course.
Thank you, Douglas.
You know my name. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That was weird.
What the fuck are you two doing here?
Hello, Grandmother. We've returned.
Well, we're kind of packed. You snooze, you lose.
It's just for a few weeks until we get back on our feet.
There's a room with my exercise bike in it that has a pull-out sofa. You can use that. Take their bags.
Right away, Your Majesty.
Oh, my God.
So, how have you been, Greg?
You said my name. I'm sorry.
Jesus, you've really fucked these people up.
All right, we got to talk about that already for a second. I know it's about to move on. Oh, you can... Oh, hold on. Okay, before I get to the next part. Sorry, I got kind of ahead of myself here. So, so already, they're back. Meghan remembers all their names, but Harry doesn't remember all their names. I know. Harry, of course, knows. In real life, he knows his stuff. I mean, that he's not a complete egotistical maniac, okay? He knows the staff names. He knows them. Are you kidding? We would all smack him upside if he didn't know their names. We would literally smack him. But but Meghan was actually very good at that. I will say they got that accurate in this show, even though I know it's satirical. But she got that very right when she really was with the royals. She would know all their names, but I guess that's the actress in her. If you're very professional, at least, you're supposed to know everybody's names and, you know. She would be diva-ish, but she would still know their names, at least, and that would actually mean a lot to them, because that's how you should do it. Being a decent human being to the staff is first and foremost. Oh, absolutely. I would think it would be the case that you have to be, because you absolutely must be respectful to who works for you. I mean, there's no question. I know. Although there are some royals, if I can even talk today, there are some royals, excuse me, that are not very nice when it comes to their staff. But I'm not going to mention names, but we can get into that another time. But I just love that. You really fucked these people up. Well, anyway, it looks like we're back to the spy screens. I'm assuming Princess Charlotte is doing her thing. Oh, yes. We got to see what she's up to. So let's do this.
I've got the schematics up now. I'll be able to monitor everything from here. I'll report back shortly.
Hey, Charlotte, are you?
I'll kill you!
Oh, my God!
What the fuck, Charlotte?
Sorry, George, but you shouldn't sneak up on people.
How do you even know how to do that?
Do what?
That was like a scene out of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Well, maybe next time you knock.
Something's not right with you, and I'm gonna find out what it is.
Careful. You look like someone who doesn't want to get hurt.
Are you? Are you threatening me?
No, I'm just wondering. Am I right? Are you someone who doesn't want to get hurt?
I am. I am someone who doesn't want to get hurt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, what did you want, anyway?
What did I want? Oh, yeah, I wanted to know if you were coming to see me in the school musical tonight.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss it, George.
Oh, great, thanks.
Oh, my God. I don't want to keep pausing this. The fact that she literally picks him up and throws him against the wall. That is so good. But I like that psychological technique where it's like this. Are you someone that wants to get hurt? Are you? Oh my gosh. I know. It's so good. But it's so interesting. Well, we found out that I guess she's like a Russian spy, I guess, or something. I don't know. I know. I don't understand it. But anyway, but I guess we're going to find out way more in depth what she's really trying to do, I guess. I don't know. She talked about the documents and all that stuff. She got, you know, I don't know, but we shall see. But I just love that. She just hurls him across the room. She picks him up, literally. Guys, if you ever see this, like, actually physically watch this, she literally picks him up and throws him against the wall and does this, like, hysterical. Anyway, oh, now we're at Kate Middleton, so we got to do that. Oh, yes.
It's Kate. Everything is set.
Oh.
I leave her there all at George's show, and then we'll serve in the divorce papers.
Uh-oh.
Come in.
Excuse me, Mom. I was just wondering if you needed anything.
No, thank you.
Of course.
Is that all?
You must be so proud of George. I know how excited he is for you to be there tonight.
Yes, the school musical.
I don't know how you do it.
Do what?
Such a devoted mother and still time for all your charity work. How lucky the children are to have you here. We all are. You're going to make a wonderful queen one day.
Queen. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I'll see you this evening at the show, Mom.
Ooh, Owen's sneaky. Oh my gosh, that was so good of Owen. God, I love Owen.
I know, I love Owen.
Oh, I meant to ask you about Rose. How's Rose? Oh, she's good. She's coming back. She is? Well, when's she coming? In 3 days? 3 days? You do know, like, Halloween. Wait, what day is this? So she should be back Monday. So she'll be here Monday, the day after Halloween. Yes. Well, good. Could we maybe have her on the show? oh, she doesn't really like public. She doesn't want to be in the public. Oh, understood. Okay, well, never mind. But wow, all of that. Just like, oh, you're going to make a wonderful queen someday. Oh, I know. You're going to make a wonderful queen. She's like, oh, queen. Oh, that's right. And she had to remember that she was going to be queen. Oh, that's fantastic. But let's move on. Here we are with Kevin, with Charles, Camilla, the queen, and Prince Philip.
May I get you anything else, Your Majesty?
No, thank you. We really should start looking at headshots before we hire these people.
It's lovely that you invited us to tea, Mammy. Camilla was just saying how much you loved our teas together, weren't you, darling?
Well, there's something I wanted to discuss with you, Charles. It's about... Well, Philip, it's time, don't you think?
Perhaps it is, darling. Oh, you're doing well today. Good on you, Dan.
I would like to announce that I'm ready to...
It's hot!
You always have something to say, don't you, Camilla? What the fuck are you going on about now?
Easy, Liz.
Look at her! She's been the puppet master all this time, and here I was playing right into her hands.
She didn't mean it, Mummy. Finish what you were going to say.
To think I was about to give you the crown. When it's all too clear, you both have been plotting behind my back. It's hot. It's hot. How dare she? They'll have to bury me in this crown. Do you hear me? Because you will never be King Charles. Never.
You really did it this time.
Oh my God. Well, Camilla finally spoke, saying it's hot. And then Prince Philip actually spoke. So we're making progress with them now. We're getting somewhere with these guys. I know. Wow. But I kind of picture this kind of conversation in real life. Not necessarily in that way, but I could see them getting into a fight and her saying, "You'll never get the crown." I know. I can actually picture that too, considering what I know of them. And now I have you as the source, of course. Of course you do. Except, like I said, I've been shunned for years. Yeah, we have to talk about... We still have to get into how you were shunned. I'll get into that maybe in the next episode, which will be my final one, so it might be good to build it up for the finale for me. The finale for you, yes. Yes, but this isn't the finale. Remember that. This is just a temporary finale because you'll be back. Exactly. All right. Anyway, not going to think about it, but that was a really funny little scene there. And yeah, let's get into the rest.
I think we need to talk about couples counseling. We only get 1 hour off a week, and that's what we'll use it for.
Break a leg tonight, sir.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Do you know, I also played Oliver when I was a boy.
Looks like you're still playing him.
I hate these people.
It's okay.
I'm having the worst day of my life!
Oh my God!
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me grab this pot.
Oh, thanks, George.
Sure. You got it?
Yeah.
He's using a stroller on the steps.
Huh?
For a little while, anyway.
Fuck.
Oh, sorry, that's all he says.
Archie.
No worries. Well, I gotta go.
Good luck tonight.
Okay, cool, thanks.
And George?
Yeah?
It's okay to be nervous. I used to get nervous all the time before performing.
Okay, well, I'm not nervous, and I don't need any more advice from your days on Suits, so thanks anyway.
Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
Oh my God. I don't need your advice from your days on Suits. Oh my God. Oh, it's so good. I can't wait to see what happens with all of this. And the fact that Archie says, fuck, is really wonderful. I know. Oh my gosh. Well, we have to continue with this because we have like what? Yeah, about 6 minutes left. So let's keep this going.
Might we have a moment alone, please? Excuse me. Can you two get out?
Oh, us? Are you talking to us?
Yes, there's nobody else in here. Please go.
We've just never been addressed before, Ma.
And aww. We haven't left this room in over 2 years.
Well, you're leaving it now. Bye.
Huh. I didn't even notice they were in here.
I was going to leave you tonight, William, but I decided to stay. And if I'm going to stay, I'm going to do it right this time. I want you to be king, and I want to be queen. No more waiting our turn. We grab it.
Okay. This is the fucking hottest you've ever been.
Together, everything can be ours.
Yes. I've always wanted this for us. But there are so many people who have to die first, I kind of gave up. Well, no longer. There's a William that no one has ever seen before. Okay. Ruthless, ambitious, independent.
Oh, take me!
I will. Guys, we need you back in here. We're going to have sex now.
Oh, God.
Remove our clothes and, well, you know the positions we like.
Oh, my God. I can't. Oh. Oh my gosh. Wow. I mean, you know, if they were actually like that in real life, yeah, I'd be like, that's a little weird. But I guess see it. Oh no, no, no. In real life, the staff knows if the couple's going to have sex. Of course, I say, excuse us. They leave the room like normal human beings. They're not going to stay to watch that. Now, maybe back in like Renaissance days, they'd stick around and, you know, listen while they have sex or whatever. But no, Buckingham Palace is pretty big. So I'm sure they can go do something while, you know, while the couple's doing their thing. Well, yeah, I would hope so. But anyway, that was just funny. Like, come back in. We're going to have sex. Take off our clothes. Like, what? Oh, that's so random. All right. Well, now to move on from that. But I did love the fact that he's like, so many people have to die. I just kind of gave up. Oh my God. That's so morbid. Oh, but there have been so many moments in the show that you're just like, oh, this is so morbidly wrong. But oh well. But anyway, let's move on to Oliver because we are here at the musical.
What a smashing Oliver you are going to make. You look very convincing, sir.
Thanks. It's just some Prada I cut up and threw dirt on. It costs a lot of money to look this poor.
Well, it was certainly worth it.
5 minutes.
Yeah, or we can start whenever I come out.
That works too.
Hmm. Owen? Can I ask you a question?
Of course, sir.
Am I any good?
I'm sorry.
You heard me. Am I any good?
Oh, you're brilliant, sir. So talented.
Stop, please. I'm serious. Everyone tells me how great I am at everything, but I'm not sure. Are they just saying this because of who I am? How will I ever know what's true and what's not?
Oh, you're the most wonderful...
Owen, please. You have to tell me the truth.
Well, no. You're not the best singer, sir. And you're not going to be wonderful at everything. And not everyone will like you. But that's all right. It's important to hear the truth and not just surround ourselves with people who tell us only what we want to hear. That's how we grow. That's how we become better people. Even if it can be difficult.
I see. Thank you. You're fired.
Excuse me?
Aww.
You're fired. Get out.
But
your services are no longer required. Thank you.
Very nice. Hold on. That was not nice. Owen was actually being honest, and then, well, there you go. And you knew, I knew something like this was going to happen. I just knew it. And that is insane in the membrane that he did that to him. I'm just saying, that's really bad. But anyway, I'm, yeah, kind of disappointed in that whole thing. So, I'm bummed. I know. I would never ever look at Rose and say, you know, you're fired because of your honest opinion. I know. But the Prince George, I'm not surprised he fired him for that. But at the same time, it's just so mean that he would, you know, thank you. All right, you're fired now. Bye. And it's just so sad. But anyway, let's wrap it up here because it looks like we're going to get into the musical.
About again.
Mostly poor children singing about how hungry they are.
So, a comedy.
Where's this guy been?
Oh my god!
It's so nice to have you back in London, Megan. We've missed our little lunches.
We've never had lunch together, Kate.
Well, we must continue the tradition.
See? She wants to have lunch with you.
She doesn't want it. Let's just watch the fucking show.
George, that thing of hands.
Louis.
Hold up! Georgie! Look at him, look! George and the people! Georgie!
They didn't even show the musical!
Great job, George! You crushed it!
It should have been you.
Aww.
Thanks, Dinesh.
Should have been Sebastian. But anyway, let's move on.
Oh. How was I, new Owen?
It's Kevin.
How were you? Sublime? Magnificent? No, I don't have words for what I witnessed. Oliver is the Everest of roles, and you scaled it as though he was skipping rope. The world of theatre will never be the same, because this was the night Prince George claimed it as his own. And to think that someone as ordinary as myself was there to behold it. How will I ever repay you for the gift that you have given me tonight? Every day after this will be marked by George's Oliver, because I will never be the same again. Listen, your fans are desperate to see you. The whole world wants to tell George how much they love him. They wait, just outside that door. What shall I do, sir?
Let them in.
Oh my god, that's it? Oh my gosh, I love that close-up. Let them in. Oh my gosh. Well, maybe Prince George is going to the dark side, even though he kind of already was, but that is funny. But wow, what an episode to get into. I know, but I can't believe that's it. They didn't even show the musical. I would think they would have shown at least one song of the musical, but they probably didn't get the rights to actually do the song. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, because you do have to have the rights to do that. So, yeah. But anyway, that's a good point. But yeah, so that's a wrap on the musical. But now we're going to see what the relationship between Owen and Prince George becomes. because that's not good. So here's the synopsis, and I believe this is the finale. So this is the synopsis of the next one. It says, when the queen suddenly requests a flummery tart, remember the one she said, I don't want it anymore. Well, there you go. The staff goes into panic mode, and Kevin sees an opportunity to implement his plan. Charlotte receives a dreadful directive. Prince George finds himself missing Owen. Not surprised by any of that. So we're going to see what's really going on with Princess Charlotte. And what's going on with the relationship between George and Owen. And then, of course, seeing what Kevin really wants to do to these people. So, it's going to get good. It's going to get really interesting. So, we shall see. But, tell me more about your FaceTime real quick. What was that? What was that all like? Well, it was really good conversation. Megan and I had a really decent conversation, even though she pretended she remembered who I was. But I don't think she really... She remembered, of course, who I was and my name, but she, you know, you can tell that Harry kind of whispered to her over FaceTime who I was. Like, do you remember this is Princess Chloe, you know, it's my cousin Chloe and whatever. But anyway, but it was a good conversation. She's, you know, we were catching up about life and, you know, the next millions that they're going to make on their next Netflix deal or whatever. So we talked about that, of course. It was, of course, all about them. No, hardly any questions about me and what I'm doing with my life. But we talked about them. Them, not me, but I'm not bitter about that or anything. Yeah, sounds like you're not. Anyway, I guess now with that, let's wrap this episode up. And let you air your grievances. Because it seems like... No, I'm fine. I'm just angry about it, that's all. But I'll be fine. I'll move on. I know. You'll be fine. Anyway. Well, everybody. That is a wrap on Fun Friday today. So, as usual, I don't have a quote for the end of this episode. But it is Halloween this weekend. So, and for those of you that know me, know how much I love Halloween. So I'm very excited about that. And then, of course, on Tuesday, November 2nd, are the local elections. So make sure, again, know who you're voting for. Check out your endorsed candidates. Check out who they are. And make sure you know the ins and outs of who's running and what's going on. Because... it's very, very important. This local election, I believe, I would say, is the most most important election, the most important election to date. So, you got to just know who you're voting for. But anyway, sorry, Princess Chloe is giving me really funny looks and rolling her eyes as usual when I get into the serious topics. But alas, here we are. So anyway, but thank you all for listening. And look out for my new satire day tomorrow. And until next time, my common sensocrats, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.